Are you a musician who's just starting to play in church and it's overwhelming? Let me give you a couple tips that might help. Now, when you first listen to a song, you might hear, it might be a complex song that has all of these layers to it. My advice is to look at the big picture of the song, maybe outline the chords, and work on playing in time. Those are a couple big elements. So if you can just outline the chords, play in time, you're gonna be able to survive. And the cool thing about playing in church is it's not a one and done kind of thing. A lot of times these songs will come back around. So what you could do is the first time you play it, you might just be playing at a very basic level, and that's totally fine. Most of us do that. You just kind of survive the day. But then maybe the next time you play it, maybe listen a little bit deeper and try to add a couple more of these elements. Like this is a song, Fire by CC Winans, right? It's a revolving progression. Kind of does a lot of the same repetitive stuff. So you could start by just basically outlining the chords, right? But then as the song, as you continue to do the same song many weeks in a row, you can add a little bit of flavor. And that's just the part of church music that's fun, is it can be an evolving thing. You start with a basic level, basic understanding of the song, and you keep developing it, you know, month after month, year over year, and you grow, you get better as a musician, and eventually you get to the point where you can infuse your own flavor onto the song. Even maybe beyond learning all the licks that they do on the original, you can start to add some of your own flavor. And that's the fun part about being a church musician, is adding all of your own personality to the song. So don't be afraid to add your personality. Keep working at it. Church music is fun.